Wait, you went to Vrindavan, New Vrindavan.
I associated with Kirtan Andamaraj.
And what was the result?
Well, I'm a little bit stronger in Krishna consciousness.
Hmm.
Associating with devotees is a wonderful thing. They're really doing a lot of productive service there. They just put in a new road. The palace, they're putting the arches up today. Everyone's enthusiastic there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You informed him that you are taking sannyas?
Yes.
What did he say?
He smiled, said very nice. Mm.
What is this? Camps.
Yeah, Tamal Krishna Goswami, that as you requested, I'd like to join his bus party.
Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Bro.
What is the position of a soul that's in a sacred tree, like a fig tree?
Hmm. There are also satagun, rajagun, tamagun. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun is working throughout the universe. Was attempt to manufacture gold by combination of metals. They're not doing that?
Okay.
No. No, I don't think they're doing that.
Why?
They think that that's foolishness. That's going on. It's a legend.
Huh?
They think that it's a legend. That it's a legendary thing.
Alchemy is not looked upon as very
scientific.
Intelligent. Mm. They replaced it now with the science. The higher form of science.
No, it is not legend. If you can mix copper, tin, and mercury, there is stated in the Shastra, you can make gold. It is not legend. The particular metals to be combined, there is stated. Copper, tin, and mercury. You mix and there you go.
Why aren't they doing it?
Huh?
Why don't they?
They do not know the process.
No, but some Vedic people, some men who know the Vedas, in India they know.
No. They make gold, some of the yogis.
Yogis, you once said they swallow some mercury?
Yes.
And then
they swallow mercury overnight and they pass urine on the copper, and then the copper is put into the fire, it becomes gold. Then same combination, mercury, copper.
The only difference is that mercury is certain death.
Huh?
Mercury is certain death if you eat it.
But therefore you must know how to eat.
Why don't they? I'm sure the scientists could figure out an easier way than having to swallow it.
But in Kobiraji, they make some medicine which is gold added by this process. Makaradhaj. Makaradhaj is a medicine which is combination of tin and mercury, and it looks like gold.
So we could become rich if we do this, our movement.
Yes, everyone will do, and there will be no rich men.
No
rich men. Are the zinc and the copper There's tin and copper?
Tin, copper, mercury.
You can try. You
have. It's brass.
Huh?
It's brass. It's constituents of brass.
Tin and copper?
Like bell metal.
Yeah. And add mercury.
But is it first the metals mixed together?
I do not know that.
I'll give you all the profits.
I can give you suggestion. This example is given by Sanatana Goswami. Yatha kanchana tang jati kangsa raso vidhanatha tatha dikha vidhanena dvijatang jayate nina. This is the definition that as kansa, the bell metal, by manipulating with mercury, it becomes gold. Similarly, a person, by the process of dikha initiation, he becomes a Brahmin. This is the example he has given. Tatha kanchana tanga jati. Kanchana tanga means gold. Rasa vidhanata. By process of mercury manipulation. Why he has not taken other metal? This is in the Shastra. And the scientists, I do not know, they say that some, what we call molecules, some molecules added with mercury, it can be turned into gold.
I don't know why they don't do it.
Huh? They have not come to success. So why not make experiment in the laboratory?
Yeah. We should do it.
Dandor can do it.
Huh?
So Dandor is a chemist.
I have a lot of tin and brass.
Brass you have got?
Your life?
No, you add mercury then. Let me bring it. The Kaviraji medicine, they mix mercury and sulfur and then tin. And some other medicine that make makaradhaj and it looks like gold. Sarna Sindur, the name is Sarna Sindur, vermilion of gold. That's a medicine. It looks like gold. Some medicine, they mix mercury and sulfuric acid, first of all, and then some other thing. Mercury cannot be directly heated. It must be mixed with sulfuric acid.
What happens when it is directly heated?
It will immediately blow.
Yes.
Sulfuric acid is also poison.
Huh?
Sulfuric acid is also poison.
Cancer?
Poisonous.
Sulfuric acid. So it blows up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a medicine, though. You don't...
No, they use as medicine. Mercury mixed with sulfur.
There was an advertisement that a 10-cent piece, a dime, that was minted 10 years ago, it was made with silver.
So that 10-cent piece today is actually worth 25 cents. Mm. And the 25 cents piece that they make today, because it's made with copper, it's only worth 10 cents. So it's better to have a 10-cent piece that was made 10 years ago than a 25-cent piece that was made today.
I've seen there's a plate about this large, and half of it is pure gold, and the other half is lead. And they found this, they can't explain. It's just a straight line where they separate. And they can't explain how it's how it was produced. So they're experimenting now to try to change lead, because there's only, was it one proton or electron in the atom? Different, well, there's only like one, I think it's one proton difference between lead and gold.
Sky, there are many big, big planets where the millions of miles is made of gold. There's like desert. There is gold desert.
Yeah, we saw coming here a salt desert. There's a whole desert of salt.
Where?
In Utah. It's called Salt Flats. There's a great salt lake, and the lake is gradually drying up, and from miles and miles and miles, simply salt.
Even in this planet?
Yes.
And the water in that lake is far more salty than the ocean water.
Much more.
You cannot sink in it, I think.
It's not possible to drown. If you go into the water there, immediately you come up to the surface.
So much salt.
Oh. The ocean up. Milk. Ocean of milk. Ocean of liquor. Ocean of oil. Ocean of sugar.
Ocean of nectar. The devotees are living in the ocean also.
Yes.
Nectar.
That is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. The ordinary ocean does not increase, but this ocean increases. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. Vardhanam means increase. So they keep also dog?
No.
I was thinking there was no dog.
They're stray.
Huh?
Strays.
Many dogs live around this campus.
Oh.
An unusual number. Very large.
Sri Prabhupada, in what shastra are the is that recipe given for gold?
In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, not recipe, the comparison is there. Purposefully, the recipe is not given so that you can take and misuse this. Forget chanting. Because as soon as you get gold, then you are no more interested in Krishna consciousness. That is the infection of gold.
But I have gold.
No, you have gold.
Not great quantities.
Originally, when I came to the movement, I asked you this, remember? And you gave lectures on the subject, and I asked you about it. And you asked me for what purpose I wanted.
No, I don't condemn you, but the gold has got such infection that if one, that is the whole world. That as soon as one has gold, he's no one interested in God. That is the infection. He said, this is meant for the poor class of men, who has no gold. I have gold. I am God. No, the Kali Yuga, he was punished. That get out. Then he said that, why shall I go? Everywhere is your kingdom. Then he, Parikshit Maharaj said, they go here in the brothel, in the, these four things. Sriyasana panadruta, yatra papa shatulvida. Illicit sex and slaughterhouse and liquor shop and gambling. Then he requested that instead of going so many places, you give me some place where one place will be sufficient. Then he said, you go where there is gold. Then you get everything. Sriyasana pāna dhūta yatra pāpa sitar dhūta. Formerly, especially in Bengal, the gold merchants are taken as, that is artificial of course, the low class, because they are rich and they indulge in these four kinds of pride. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.